Burnaby, B.C., Adrian Striga says that if he had slept in Thursday morning, it could have cost him his life. Instead, the carpenter was at work when a private school bus crashed through the window of his Burnaby apartment and into his empty bedroom just before 8 a.m. I was at work and I got a call from one of the other neighbors and there's a bus through the house, literally through my room where I sleep, he said. 11 people were sent to hospital and are in stable condition after the crash, BC Emergency Health Services said in a statement. Corporal Mike Collange with the Burnaby RCMP said there were about a dozen kids on the bus. He said 4 children were complaining of minor injuries but the entire group was taken to hospital as a precaution. Now that we know everyone's safe, and they are where they need to be, being taken care of by the right people, we're diving into the actual investigation, talking to witnesses to see exactly what occurred before and after the collision, he said. Collange said the early part of the investigation indicates the bus was hit by a second vehicle and went into the home. He said the driver of the other vehicle had some minor injuries but was not taken to hospital. The bus will be examined for mechanical problems once it has been removed from the wall, he said. Impairment has been ruled out as a cause of the crash, he said. The 24-seat bus with Khalsa School written on its side jumped the curb, crashed through a low brick wall and was lodged in the front of the building. Striga said there are 3 apartments in the basement of the home at the corner of Canada Way and 16th Avenue. Standing outside on Thursday, Striga said he was feeling emotional and upset as police waited for an engineer to arrive to assess any dangers before the bus could be pulled out. I don't even know if I'm going to have a place to stay. I don't have renter's insurance and the owner's insurance doesn't cover for a hotel for me to stay, he said. He said his family has already launched an online fundraising campaign to help him. I don't even know what to think right now. The more I talk about it, the more reality is hitting, he said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 9, 2023. The Canadian Press.